Chance, Part 1. From Captivated Chat, publishing super scary ghost stories, comedy, horror stories, sci-fi, and scary ghost stories for young people. Me. The boat ride was fun. Stan. But it's too bad it drifted off. Guess we'll walk back. Me. It's getting so dark. Stan. I'm worried. What have you got to be scared about? Wait. We've got to go the other way. Stan. Listen, brain, I'll do the pathfinding. Me. But you're wrong, it's the other way. Stan. We'll flip for it as usual. Me. I have a nickel. Heads, we take the right-hand path. Tails, we take the left-hand path. Stan. All right. Me. Okay, call it. Stan. Heads. Me. Heads it is. Okay, Eagle Scout, lead the way. Stan. No. You go first. I never made Eagle. Stan. But if this path leads us up to the middle of nowhere, so help me, I'm gonna pull you apart like a sardine. So, keep moving, dude. Stan. Wait up. Me. Dude, what's the matter now? Stan. Listen, you hear that? I swear, it's a fiddle. See, I told you we were heading the right way. Me. Keep moving, pal. After all, I'm hungry. Stan. Well, that's funny. That's awful sad music, and the house has a scary look up on that hill with the headstones all around it. Somehow my heart sank at the sight. Me. But it's just a family plot. I just care about food. Stan. Maybe we shouldn't disturb whoever's playing. Me. Disturb is right. One side, Sir Walter Raleigh. I'll do the knocking. Stan. They don't seem to hear us. Me. But they'll sure as hell hear this door knocker. Stan. I think that did it. The music stopped. Me. It's kind of fun, isn't it? Stan. Okay, you enjoy the fun and you do the pain if they can't find our boat. Ms. Kurtz. Good evening. Welcome to the Kurtz residence. Me. Dot. Oh, how do you do? We're sorry to bust in like this, but we lost our way, I mean our boat, and thought maybe you could direct us. Ms. Kurtz. Of course. Won't you step in? I'm more than glad to see you. Sorry, I still have the chain on. Stan. Okay, it's going to rain. Yeah, we certainly were lucky to find this place. Stan. We heard you playing the violin, and so very well. Ms. Kurtz. How kind. If you'll step this way. Stan. Oh God, isn't she the strangest girl? Me. Yeah, turned her face away before we entered. Ms. Kurtz. Step in here. I have a small fire going. Stan. It's so dark. Ms. Kurtz. Yeah, the fire is dim now but still warm. Your eyes will adjust. Do me the honor of being seated, all right. Oh boy, what a chair. Ms. Kurtz. Yes, it's comfortable. Now, if I might be permitted to introduce myself, I'm Henrietta Kurtz. Me. Pleased to meet you, Ms. Kurtz. I'm Bob and he's Stan. Believe me, Ms. Kurtz, it's a pleasure. Stan. It's good to sit, Ms. Kurtz. I'd like to sit and talk with you both. There's so very much to talk about, well, we should be getting back home. Stan. Yeah, Ms. Kurtz. Oh, with the storm upon you, we've got plenty of time. Stan. Anyway, lady, you don't know what a lifesaver you were. Ms. Kurtz. Is that so? Stan. Everything gets Bob scared. Ms. Kurtz. I must apologize for not having more light in here. But you see, my eyes. Me. Oh, that's all right, Ms. Kurtz. I guess I don't really mind it being dark in here. We can chat and tell horror stories. Stan. If you have a candle? Me. Don't bother. He was hit on the head by a candlestick when very young. Ms. Kurtz. Oh, will you listen to that wind? The storm will come through in just a few more moments. Stan. That thunder gives me the shakes. Is your husband home, Ms. Kurtz? Ms. Kurtz. No, I'm quite alone in the world. Me. Sure must get lonely out here. Ms. Kurtz. It was very lonely. Stan. Getting awful dark in here. Ms. Kurtz. The power went out as you arrived. But don't be alarmed at that sound, it's a door banging in the wind. Me. If it's a bad time to visit, sorry. Ms. Kurtz. If you'll excuse me for a moment, I'll go close it. Me. Stan, you're shaking. Stan. I'm not scared. It looks so odd, and those shadows keep moving. Me. That's the fire. But what's that funny smell? Stan. Yeah, I noticed it, like medicine. She walks and holds her head so strangely. Me. People do have infirmities, however, maybe it all results from an illness. That could be why she's hiding. Stan. Still, it's so let's just get out of here. Ms. Kurtz. On the contrary, I suggest you stay. Me, is that a gun?